You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of God. Now today and this week, we are going to hear a message I preached at Island Community Church about 3 weeks ago. And the message, well, actually, it has two titles. One working title could be, Why All the Heretics? Why are there so many heretics around us? Why so many? Why do you hear them on the radio? Why do you see them on the television? Why all the heretics? You know, the Bible has an answer for that. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which says this, there must be heresies among you so that those who are approved may be made manifest. So that's one of the titles I have for this sermon. The other one is, how's your diet? When we go back to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, it says, for indeed, although you ought to be teachers by this time, again, you have need for someone to teach you what are the elements of the beginning of the oracles of God? And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unacquainted with the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, for those who, because of their practice, have their senses exercised for the distinguishing of good and evil. So I ask the question, how's your diet? Are you on milk or are you on solid food? That's what this sermon is this week. It's a checkup from the neck up to examine ourselves to see, are you on milk? Are you being spoon-fed milk or are you eating porterhouse steaks? Now here's part one of this message. How's your diet? Affinity for Johnny Cash, and I was playing that song and she was talking, and as soon as she heard that was it. Just changes keys just on a whip stitch like that, and we had a Holy Ghost session here of worshiping early this morning with I'll Fly Away. Hope that song gets you excited. I hope God gets you excited. He excites me. Man, I used to be a bad person. I've lived a bad life many years. He's done a lot for me. I rejoice. I rejoice that he would save even a wretch like me.
And I just here to share my enthusiasm with you, and I hope it rubs off. We're looking here today. For once, I've got the handout already filled out, but we're going to be putting scripture verses. I hope everyone has a pen. Johnny Cash. I bet there's no humidity in heaven. Right? Why all the heretics? If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you either don't listen to Christian radio or you don't watch Christian television. Or you don't know the Word of God. And you don't know a false teaching when you hear it or see it. You know, heretics just drive me bonkers. Ask my wife, she'll tell you. I wish that they would all just go away. I mean, she knows firsthand. She's probably seen more Bibles and kitchen sinks going flying over her head. I mentioned to Darren in my office last week, you could tell me my mother wears army boots, and I'd say, all right. But when you start corrupting this book, I got a serious problem with that, and we're going to have a talk. Do you know a heretic when you see one? Can you spot a heretic from 50 yards? Or a heresy? Why is there so many heretics? I've got them all over my radio station. And as hard as I've tried, I can't make them go away. I try, and I don't even have to cut this out of this sermon because me and my boss, the owner of the station, have talked at great lengths about this. Why all the heretics? I can't make them go away. Last time, I quit my job and we moved 1,000 miles away to get away from all the heretics. And we come back and they're still here. The only thing that happened is me and my wife went through a great amount of pain. But the heretics are still here. They don't ever go away. Do you know the Bible actually addresses this question? Listen to this. You don't have to turn here. I'll read it to you, though. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19, answers this question directly. 1 Corinthians 11, 19, for there must be heresies among you so that. Notice those two words. Heretic is a person. Heresy is whatever untruth comes out of their mouth. There must be heresies among you so that those who are approved may be made manifest. Why all the heretics? So that the real McCoy, the genuine Bible teachers, will become evident, made manifest, turn the light on. God's not getting rid of all the heretics. He's got them around for a reason. To shine the light on truth. So I've come to the realization that God wants and has ordained heretics among us, false teachers among us, to separate the wheat from the chaff and the genuine believers from the not genuine believers. So with that in mind, I want to teach something the Lord gave me a few years back. It's called, How's Your Diet? Last week, we looked at how's your soil. That is, how receptive is your heart to the Word of God as it's preached and as it enters your ears. But today I want to do a checkup from the neck up and see if we can spot a heretic from 50 yards, if we've ever heard one. If you would please turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, starting in verse 12. It says here, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. Some translations say solid food belongs to the mature. That is, those who by reason of use, listen to this verse. Solid food belongs to those that are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. You never believe what the Greek word there is in a million years. The word is gymnos. G-Y-M-N-O-S, gymnasium. How are you doing in God's gymnasium today? Solid food is for the mature, for those that are of full age, who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Exercised for what? The verse continues. To discern both good and evil. Let me read this quote to you. This comes from Chuck Swindoll, a letter he wrote to pastors a couple years ago. This is what he says. He says, "Dear pastors, in an alarming number of churches today, God's people are being told what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. They are being spoon-fed warm milk and not challenged to digest solid meat. Does that describe your church?" How about 40 no's? Does that describe your church? Is Island spoon-fed milk here? Not in a pig's eye. A watered-down teaching ministry may attract crowds for a while. This guy's like some kind of prophet or something, isn't he? A watered-down teaching ministry may attract crowds for a while, but it has no eternal impact. Even Jesus, by teaching the politically incorrect, but truth nevertheless, lost some followers. See John 6:66. Nothing wrong with that. I've not been able to find any place in the scriptures where God expresses the least bit of concern for enlarging the size of an audience as the goal of the church. He goes on. As pastors, we must be careful not to adapt our churches to fit the lost person, but rather guide our churches to follow God's design for what he intended the church to be. The church is a body of people called out from among the world for the distinct and unique purpose of glorifying their Savior and Lord. Now listen to this. Nowhere in the book of Acts or the epistles do we see a church called to provide a subculture for unbelievers. The lost don't need to find at church a world that's like their own outside of church. I've said for years, sermonettes are for Christianettes. If our churches give a little 8-minute sermon, we are not feeding the flock. Instead of teaching them, we are tantalizing them. Instead of stretching and challenging them, we are entertaining them. Amen to that? That's a solid word from Chuck Swindoll. Something that runs rampant here everywhere. That's what the Lord said to me when I was crying out to him once, "Lord, how come Island's not growing like I want it to?" And he said to me, I think it's 2 Timothy chapter 4, where it says the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but heap up for themselves teachers. The Lord said to me, that time is now. It's not future prophecy anymore. This is the time now when people will not endure sound doctrine. Okay, so let's move on here. How's your diet? The author of Hebrews calls this believer a babe who never exercises. So by the way, how many years have you been a Christian?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.